This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. I turn it over to my good friend and technology expert, Ms. Latasha Butler, for Ladies Talk Cyber.
As always, thank you, David. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Natasha.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me in this opportunity.
Tell me about what you do.
My title is Leadership Coach and Consultant. So I am loving to connect with growth-minded professionals and small business owners who are willing to, you know, achieve their goals with purpose and confidence.
That's awesome. How long have you been in business?
Just a little past my third year.
Okay.
Going into my fourth.
Okay, excellent. And you, it's something that you love and you're passionate about it. Why do you do this?
Well, these are my natural skills and abilities, but if it wasn't for a coach that I met 10 years ago, because the space you're currently sitting in, I've been here 20 years. I think when I mentioned you walked in.
Yeah.
7 years, my house used to look like a showroom.
Oh,
so I had,
wow.
I had over seven tables of candles and purses and jewelry, and people used to come here and shop. It was called the Cash and Carry.
What?
Show, you know, event.
Okay.
You know, so I did that, but I just didn't know anything different. And that's basically seminars and conferences. And my coach actually sat on a couch over there and she says, well, do you like living with all this inventory? I said, well, I don't know anything different.
Right.
I was like, okay.
She's like, well, with it.
Okay. Yeah. She's like, well, God, what if I showed you an exercise that would support you feel more relaxed, grounded, and focused, and you focus more of your time and attention on creating a business that aligned with your skills and abilities.
Wow.
And people always would just say it was good with networking. And I didn't really understand what that meant at the time.
Yeah. Just have a natural talent, right? Yeah.
Well, we all do.
Yeah.
We're just not sure what that looks like. You know,
that's very good. So being that you've been doing this for the last 3-4 years, what exactly is it? Is it specifically for folks that are in the business industry? Is it for their personal lives? How do you see it aligns? Because in my eyes, I see it aligning personally and in business. Do you see that as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have no problem with the personal life. You know, a lot of times you might have business coaches, but they don't focus on the personal. So when I say leadership, leadership means to me as a title. Mm-hmm. How can I be a better leader in my professional business life? Where can I lead better, take more initiative, make more better decisions, have more confidence? Because in the day, we're all leaders, but you have to become a leader.
Right.
Where am I not being a leader?
Right. Okay. And you know, that's a good point. Talking a leadership versus followers, right? We all have to be a follower and a leader at one point or another, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a matter of when to take on that role. Is that true? Or is that...
Well, at the end of the day, yes, we are we following, but where can we be better leaders? Right. I mean, I'm grateful to surround myself with leaders that showed me the way and held me accountable for things I didn't see at one point.
Right.
So I still follow them. Yes, she was like his first step, but there's other people I still surround myself. But at the end of the day, I want to become my own leader. Mm-hmm. You know, without proper guidance, I wouldn't understand what leadership means, what kind of skills are needed to do so. But that's being able to, being able to lead. I mean, I even led a communications workshop, you know, for 5 years with a business partner. And so being able to really, I used to admire people who could communicate very well and stand their ground, knowing how to speak. Because I know myself and many others, like, I might say something, but not saying the next thing. And I'm like, where you go back and go, you know, I wish I said that.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you said that? You're in your mind. Right. Yeah. And you're like, oh, wait, well, I want to say that, but I'm too shy to raise your hand.
Right. I'm at one point.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No,
I don't feel that anymore.
Right. Exactly. Because it's a journey and you're building up that confidence and you're getting
that proper guidance and understanding and exploring, understanding the value of it, what it means, and how can I become that?
Right. When I look at what you're doing in many aspects, it's looking at having a more fulfilling life and balance.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Communication, for example, when we all have our strengths and we have our weaknesses, right? Yeah. So I know, like, for me, when I was younger, I was such a shy person. I mean, like, shy as, I don't know, like, I would even talk to anybody. But the person I am today, I can walk up to somebody in a crowd and say, hey, how are you? You know, just introduce myself. Granted, do I still get shy? Of course I do. But it's not like it was before. Would you say this is due to like a personality thing as well? Like, you know how you do the Myers-Briggs and just knowing certain personality types and introverted, extroverted type person?
Well, I don't label things in my world. I can't learn how to just label something. Yeah. Because in a sense, there could be a label that disempowers us. Let's just say ADHD is a label that hinders people. See, I've never got an ADHD, but in my world, everybody has it. But we're just talking about it. It just makes us even more weaker.
That's true.
Say that.
Yeah.
So, but again,
it's a stigma.
Correct. And so when we love something, we will give it our full attention. You get a kid a phone. I saw a kid yesterday holding the phone. He gave that thing his full attention.
Oh yeah.
But when we're not enjoying something that's in front of us, we will not give it our full attention. We'll stay stuck in our head,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know how to give something our full attention. There's lack of even giving ourselves our full attention. At the end of the day, we can build up. It's a muscle in our world. Everything's like a muscle. Just playing a sport, learning a language, everything is a practice and you got to keep building. We're like software. If I don't keep downloading and practicing, I'm not going to get better.
Of course. What about in this busy world that we live in now? Everything's on the go now, especially different industries, technology, for example. Mm-hmm. It's go, go, go. I can't tell you how many calls I was on since 8 o'clock this morning to now. So how do
those,
you
those fires?
Fires some of them are some of them are there's a lot of hey, I'm in a meeting right now, I can't answer your call. I do that. Those are my boundaries. Sure. There's things that I know when I talk to other people, they have challenges with juggling everything and we're feeling overwhelmed. I've seen plenty of reports where they're talking about even children with the cell phones. There's a whole new generation of kids that can't focus. In addition to, I think, adults as well. I believe adults are impacted because we don't have a minute to sit down or sit
we
still
don't
sometimes.
Decide to take a minute to sit down.
There you go. See?
Nobody's stopping you from stopping to sit down.
Exactly.
We don't do it. We're like robots. You know, most people are robots. You're just going, not taking the time to sit down, relax, take a breath, admire, appreciate, even where you're sitting. To decharge. Yes. The Energizer Bunny does eventually come to a stop.
Yeah.
But we're not that.
That's true.
We're not robots. But we are. Well, until you're willing to be aware and acknowledge that, whoa, am I a robot?
Right.
Well, before you know it, self-awareness is key.
It is. And before you know it, life passes us by. Before you know it, you're, you know, and you're like, wait, where did all my life go? And I just sat there working all the time and trying to just respond and react. And you don't really get to live a quality life.
Why not?
Well, that is the question, which people like you could help us, right?
So they're willing to make changes. Yeah. Again, it's nothing. I'll say myself included, you know, we all think it's supposed to look a certain way and it's going to stay a certain way. There's no such thing as that possibility even happening.
Right. Life has changed.
Right. I mean, I'll come across people who watch videos and do like meditations and listen to experts. I said, well, what you've been doing is setting yourself up for success. But you've been watching people for things that you've been wanting, but all of a sudden now the real human being who offers it to you is right in front of you.
Oh,
now
great.
Take it.
I like that.
Right. Yeah. So that's how I feel like my coach.
Like that's a hard sell. Yes. That's awesome.
It's like you've been wanting something. I mean, if a kid wants a bike, I mean, Jim Carrey talks about he wanted a bike and didn't think he'd ever get it. Next thing you know, he gets it. You know, whatever we're focusing on, good or bad, it will come into our lives. Mm-hmm. So my goal is to support people. Let's focus on what you want and help you get that. You're hungry, let's get some food. You say, no, I can't know if you do something.
Right.
You have to be willing and open and ready to make some changes. You know, and looking forward to, just like in sports or the end result, going to the gym and working out 3 or 4 months. You know, that consistency is going to pay off. Mm-hmm. Isn't going to happen overnight.
Yeah. So let's just talk about some of your clients. I know you can't state who. I'm just
sure.
Overall.
Okay.
What do you feel like is the biggest challenge?
We'll say time management.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we talk a lot, right? I mean, people come to my mind. I'm somebody who likes to make lists. You know, I come across people who get really nice and handwriting with their list, but that list never turns into Monday at 2:00. Mm-hmm. It never takes a day and a time to get it done. So I feel we say a lot, we want to do a lot, but it never happens.
Right.
We never follow through the action steps.
Right.
So my goal is to support people in getting clarity on their actions. How often do you want to do something? Do you want a will? Do you want to work out? Do you know the dentist? I don't know. I'm just asking questions. Like if you want a hamburger, how do you want it cooked? I don't know. I got to ask questions. Mm-hmm. You know, let's build it and let's find out when in the house when you want to do it, get it done. Is it Monday? Is it Friday? Is it April, May? I don't know. Let's figure out and help you get clarity on how soon you want these things. And, you know, imagine where you'll be like a vacation 6 months from now. Let's plan it.
That's great.
Conversation on it. You can't just make a vacation without inviting somebody. If you're joining them, you got to figure out who you're going to go through to get the plans, the train, the plane, or the trips and the excursions and all that included. Mm-hmm. You know, those are all conversations, but we don't live our lives the same. We don't plan our lives the same way we do a vacation.
Right. So you sound like somewhat like a accountability partner.
Correct.
A project planner for our lives, right? For our business life, whatever our goals are. Right. So, obviously if you have somebody else pushing you, just like, you know, going to the gym, working out that muscle, you keep doing that, you're going to get better. You're going to start to get results. And it's a new habit.
Correct.
I'm assuming that you're
these are skills and habits. Okay.
Skills and habits. Okay. So you're natural.
I would say to a degree, absolutely. But where I feared or have lack of confidence and trusting and believing in myself.
I think we all have that.
Of course.
We all do at some point in our life.
Right. But unless we have other leaders and supporting people around us to realize that, again, it's who all we surround ourselves with. If I'm surrounding myself, I hate to say this, yes and no, but I'm not hanging out with my high school friends.
Right.
I'm not still in high school. Some people still do because that's who they are. They haven't grown up since they've been 18 years old.
Wow. That's a very impactful statement. And it's so true. I have seen that. Some people are the same place you left them. And they have not grown.
Correct.
Take me through your process. When you have a client come on board, how do you start to begin this process with them?
This is the process of leadership coaching, because there's leadership coaching, business and team consulting.
Okay.
You know, I also host workshops, but I'm going to say if you're going to start at the leadership coaching, I'll start there for sure. Absolutely. Because it can lead to the other things too. Mm-hmm. But the leadership coaching is one-on-one to meet, hopefully a trust bi-weekly, but there is a one-time session. Then we meet for 2 hours and I have what I call a 5-step action plan. You know, you got to kind of create a list for your professional, personal goals that are specific, measurable, realistic. You know, again, talking about how much money do you want to make? How many networking events do you want to go to? How many ideal clients do you want to have? Who are your big fish? How many of those do you want? And maybe possibly in your personal life, you know, oh, I haven't cleaned out my closet in 6 months. Okay, well, let's.
How do you clean my closet? How do you clean my shoes?
Hey, well, I'm one of those that does it. That goes through it too. And I help people do that too. But again, people, like I said, things have been top of mind, but just maybe how much time and quality time do you want to spend with your family, your friends, on yourself, you know, activities, intimate relationship. This is the plan of being able to be more fulfilled, mm-hmm. right? We're not just human beings going to work and then maybe you want to spend a little quality time, but lots of times people give a lot of their time to their other people, less than themselves. But so we got to make a list. We got to go over, you know, I have a personal assessment. It could be an identifying skills that could be improved, like time management, communication, or professionalism, or if you have a team and maybe business and team and maybe some blind spots from not being seen. Mm-hmm. I have an article that I believe communication is a two-way street.
Definitely.
And being able for us to identify how to become aware of ourselves when we talk at people versus with people. Mm-hmm. And really understanding what each of that means, because there's a quote that people might have heard called, people don't care how much I know until they know how much I care. Question is, how much are you really doing that?
That's
so like, I don't want to be an encyclopedia. Wow. I just want to say, would you like a page in the encyclopedia?
Right. Exactly.
You know, then there's a growth mindset exercise. I support people in practicing us together and to feel more relaxed, grounded, and focused, because the last step in the coaching, the five steps, is taking the items from their list. And this is what I feel like differentiates me from maybe many coaches. Is let's take that last few minutes and you're going to take things on your list and start putting it into your phone. So, because again, it's getting on a list and actually getting a date and time on when it's getting committed, because you did kind of get some specifics on when you wanted to get it done.
Okay.
So maybe you made a list of 20 things and 5 or 6 get in the calendar. Well, that's good. That's a good start.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
And then you take time to keep doing that and repeating it. Practice.
Is there a certain age bracket or something that you are suggesting, or you find more results? Because, you know, as you get to a certain point, people get stuck in their ways and form their habits and what they think they know that they don't really know. Right. So then you go and then you have to kind of like reacclimate them with the reality. Okay. There's a whole nother world of doing things, a whole nother way.
Well, I just get another from perspective, just like your GPS in your car gives you three different ways.
Get to lost. Well, sometimes
at the end of the day, I'm a human GPS.
Right.
I mean, that's the name of the company, Great Partnership Solutions. So I'm just an additional resource to see things you didn't see before. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't see that perspective. Like, well, maybe there's another perspective. If you're not willing to hear the perspective, I guess you can't take it.
Right.
You know,
right.
There's plenty of us. All of us have different perspectives.
We do.
Especially because you got to grab one and say, I'm going to run with it. Mm-hmm. You know, having that, well, identifying the people, obviously you have to have a positive attitude, that be willing, if be open and honest, because I can't work with people who have a negative attitude, not willing. If I'm suggesting you write it down, and if you're not writing it down, I can't make you do it. You know, my world is always willing to work for the win. You know, we're going to work together to create, you know, so, some success. Right.
So they have to want it.
Correct.
Just as much as
more.
Yeah.
More
than you want it. For the audience, if you're having challenges at work, for example, and you want to show up better, mm-hmm. or in a personal life, stop, smell the roses.
Correct.
And let's kind of realign.
Are you willing to stop and smell the
right,
roses?
Exactly. Really, we're not doing that.
Right.
Just,
but why?
That's a very good point. And I think, you know, a lot of people are tired. They're just trapped or feel like they're trapped, sure. right? Or just caught up in a whirlwind.
And so routine, get up, do this and do that. It's an automatic to most people.
Mm-hmm. You know? And what about when you have children? Depending on where you are in your phase of life, right? Mm-hmm. It brings in a different dynamic.
Well, that's the whole point, is being able to support people now and prioritize what you've got important now before anything else gets added on. Whether you're in the process of, you know, having a baby, being able to be prepared for that. You know, mm-hmm. what's that going to look like? You know, are you making the room? Do you have the space? Are you asking somebody else to help you? You know, who's going to be involved in all this? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of questions and maybe we're not clear. My goal is to help get clarity before then people go maybe spending money on something they're not clear they want to get yet. I mean, myself included, how many times we bought things and we get it and we're like, oh, why did I do that?
Exactly.
So before we start spending it on things that we're not clear at, we react too fast. Like, where could I have saved that money and gone, wow, if I didn't, I wouldn't have had all that headache if I didn't, I didn't say yes so quickly.
It's like that brand new fancy TV that I saw in Best Buy the other day. But I have this rule. I'm like, I will not spend any money same day. No major decision same day. And I found that has worked. Because you think it through and you get past that, oh, look at this fancy little thing and the graphics and the design.
Question I say, do I really need it?
Right. Exactly.
Question is, when I ask people, if you really want it, then take it. Uh-huh. If it feels right to you and it's going to move you forward, because you're 100% responsible for it. Mm. At the end of the day, do what feels, you know, listen to your intuition. Good. Yes, right. I have to ask myself, do I really want another pair of shoes? Do I really need it? No.
There's so many things that are distractors.
Sure.
And as they call it, noise, I suppose. That's out there. There's always somebody looking for you to buy something. There's always somebody looking for you to subscribe to this service. And you really take a look back at it. And you're like, where did all my money go? Or, you know, what am I doing with my time? And it's gone.
Well, that's the whole point. I can support people in really defining their budget. I mean, I even look back at my budget. My cell phone has gone down. I even called my service for my house, my AT&T. They went, I'll say I remember seeing it at $63. Mm-hmm. And like a couple months, I sold it at $70.
Yes.
And I'm like,
incrementally, you keep going up.
Well,
yes.
I had a friend and he says, well, maybe you can go to this company. But before he said you do that, call AT&T first. Mm-hmm. So I called AT&T And they said, because I'm such a loyal client, they brought it down to 60. I got a bill that said $43.
Wow.
But if I didn't make that phone call, by the time I switch over, all the extra time, but if I didn't make the call, just AT&T to say, hey, having the confidence to say I have been a loyal client, is there a chance, you know, being able to drop all this before I leave you?
Well, that sounds awesome. So right. I'll save these too.
Right.
You're going to get a lot of calls, I'm telling you.
Well, even insurance. I mean, 6 months insurance. You get car insurance. You can change it. I changed my car insurance 3 times.
Yeah.
But in between that time, I would have known that 20 years ago or 10 years ago.
That's true.
Where I've taken the time to really, you know, and met people who offer these insurance things. I'm like, oh, if I don't take the time to get the quote.
Right.
You know, well, that's what we don't know. But that's the whole point. I'm also saying networking and meeting people and seeing services and things I never thought about before. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if I don't have those conversations with them, how would I even think about it?
Right.
Like, wow, you just opened my mind up to things I never heard or thought.
Absolutely.
You know,
your circle. That's what I'm hearing. These are some core lessons in life about your circle in business, your circle mm-hmm. in your professional, personal life. And when you have that network of people, you can leverage and they help you out because one person doesn't know everything.
I sure don't. Do you?
No.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
I realize I know nothing. Every day I wake up, I'm like, okay, what am I going to learn today? But I want to sit down and look at the learning, you know?
I'm like, I know nothing either, but I'm willing to learn.
Exactly. Just, you know, be considerate. I mean, things change all the time and you have to adapt. I mean, there's a lot of...
I'm willing to adapt. I don't have to adapt.
You don't have to?
I prefer to. I use the word prefer.
Prefer
to adapt.
So
little by little, I'm adapting.
Right.
That's the attitude.
You just changed the verbiage, right?
Right.
Just in the way you present things makes a big difference in how you interpret it.
Well, it's how it makes us feel. Everything is either limiting or empowering.
Mm-hmm.
So choosing words that I've learned throughout the coaching and training is learning to choose more empowering words. Like it's encourage you. I don't want to convince you. I don't want to push you. You convince yourself.
Right.
I want to encourage you because encourage is also part of courage. So if we're working together, you have the courage to take the steps to get somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be honest with yourself, to, you know, make a commitment to something better.
Right.
Right. I can't do it for you,
mm-hmm.
but anybody who I'm working with has a sense of courage. You know, I'm going to encourage you.
Right.
That makes sense.
And that makes them, right. You're not pushing them and making them.
I don't.
Yeah.
Because I learned to let go of words that don't encourage power me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to push myself. I'll push myself to push myself to something I want. You know, what's any better?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just we've been indoctrinated with certain words that sometimes limit and we're just hearing it all the time. But how to replace a word and go, oh, like I heard the word consider years ago. And that's what kind of felt like started me into actually attracting a coach because I heard a lady say, the word consider gives people a chance to think about it. I'm
that's
like,
true.
Wow. I had to indoctrinate myself because I had to keep listening to this lady say it over and over again. But then I had to keep getting the opportunity to actually put that word in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so everything eventually started coming after practice. I'm like, well, okay, good, Carrie. I'm using that word consider. Would you like to consider doing a podcast, Carrie? Would you like consider sitting down and working together?
Right. So you have a choice. You have a say.
Absolutely.
You know, it works like that with kids too nowadays.
Right.
Kids are a different dynamic.
Well, the goal is to keep it light and simple. And often, I hate to say we react too quickly and usually on the negative versus the positive.
Mm-hmm.
Rather taking the time to acknowledge ourselves first and saying acknowledge. You know, I did say something to my niece the other day. We were both with my sister, my niece yesterday, and my niece wanted to bring her boyfriend. Now, I am the one who created the idea. I'm the one who said, let's make it happen, made the plan and all that. And she wanted to bring him. So I had to... I say, I appreciate you reaching out and asking for him to come. I said, being that I'm the person who created this idea and offered it to celebrate with your mom,
right.
You know, I think you and your boyfriend and your mom could also have another event,
mm-hmm.
but let's make this fun for us and your mom. Let's make this a girl's day.
Right.
I also appreciate you and your boyfriend for considering this. I trust you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm acknowledging her for saying something, letting her know that I trust your understanding where I'm coming from and you guys do your own thing and we'll go ahead and make this a good day.
Very powerful way to say that. Cause you could have just shut her down and then you never know what feelings she would have left with.
Right. Cause how did it make you feel when I just said that? How did it make you feel?
Right. No, I felt like, oh, okay, great. You know, yeah, perfectly. I understand.
Okay, good. That's all point.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things I train in communication skills. I have to trust that I'm also making it feel understanding. Cause mm-hmm. that's what I would have preferred in the other end. If I'm the one receiving it, would I feel that that's would have been a good thing rather than just saying no.
Right. Is there
I'm the adult. You say no.
I know.
I sat with her yesterday. We got. I was like, okay, I'm trusting she's not upset. I said, you understood what I wrote? She goes, yes. I said, okay.
That's very good.
So and I was also acknowledging again, even though that was the day before, still acknowledging I trust she got it rather mm-hmm. than blowing it over, assuming.
Right.
I don't use like using the assume in my world. I mean, I assume yes, But I was also giving her time to,
of course, to process it and acknowledge it. Exactly. And then you're leading by example.
Correct.
Because she's learning from you how to communicate, how to relay effective.
To a degree, yes. I mean, yeah.
If she's paying attention, right?
So it's always landing on her, right? So she'd know when I'm landing. It's you know, how I land on her. That's the whole point, is I'm trusting that the person who I'm landing on feels I have concern and I have interest and I'm mm-hmm. acknowledging it for them. Mm-hmm. You know, we forget the whole acknowledging of ourselves and appreciation of ourselves. So I have a cup in front of me with a drink. I can only give you what's inside here, but I'm mm-hmm. willing to let it go to go get a new one.
Right.
I can't give you what I don't have. Mm-hmm. So if I can't finally appreciate and respect myself that much, how much can I give you?
Right.
The same. I can't give you what I don't have.
And that goes into, again, relationships across the board.
Right. That's what comes in the coaching too, because my goal is to help you keep filling the cup.
Yes.
This cup is empty. How can you keep making it filled? So you feel, you know, even if it's empty, I can still get another one.
That's a perfect analogy.
Not running on it.
Absolutely beautiful analogy.
Thank you.
As simple as it is, perfect analogy.
I'm good at analogies because we do have analogies in our life, but we don't always see it and how to do it all the time.
Like, right.
Oh, I see that. Where do I not do that all the time? I never saw that.
It's very insightful. And so as far as the services, if somebody wanted to get, when somebody wants to get a hold of you and they want to join your program, they're interested in finding out more, how do they get started?
Absolutely. I mean, they can also, my beautiful, wonderful website that I currently have is in the process of being immaculately, even next level, best of the best. So stay tuned, but you can find me at greatpartnershipsolutions.com. There's a place on there to message me as well. I have a YouTube channel. They can check out over 120 short motivational videos that carry K-A-R-R-I-E-K-L-I-M-A-S GPS. So I have a YouTube channel. I got an Eventbrite page where I host different workshops, like the goal setting workshop, networking skills workshop, networking practice workshop. So if it's not coaching, if it's not business and team, but again, they're looking to grow and, you know, creating better connections when it comes to networking, whether it's a crafting an elevator pitch, having networking goals, you know, being better organized, you know, understanding professional networking, you know, etiquette. These are options.
The list goes on and on. No,
to a degree, yes. There's also free from the web, you know, the website, the YouTube channel is free. I host complimentary webinars as well. So again, there's different things for different folks. So whatever feels right is a first step. I, you know, appreciate you for just taking that first step to watch. And if you want to reach out and connect, then I look forward to it.
You're a natural. I tell you.
It's important to practice, young lady.
Well, as always, I thank you. I've known you for a little bit here, but I'm happy to be able to have this opportunity to meet with you and discuss the program. And if you want to reach out, I'll have all of her information on the website. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.
Ladies Talk Cyber with your host, Tasha B., powered by South Florida Community Roundup Show.
This podcast was powered by Intellex and by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David and Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David and Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.